And we're back.
And we are back.
And we're back. It is now 8:42 p.m., same day. And the big news here is that Shane did not go to prison.
Yeah!
Today, so...
That's what's up, baby!
Yes, no prison.
I know a guy, and his name is Shane, and he didn't go to jail! Hey, listen, I'm sorry we're yelling a bunch, but the truth be it, it's a very, very, very good feeling.
The truth is that Shane did not go to jail.
And should we point out that earlier today, at the earlier part of the broadcast, that there was a chance I was going to go to jail!
There was a possibility that you were going to go to jail for being a bad person.
No, the word you wanted to use was...
contempt of court.
You actually said... You fucker.
What?
You actually said it. I thought you'd say something like,
Can I delete that?
No, you can leave it. No, I don't mind you telling people I was in contempt of court. Because shit's hot.
You were in contempt of court.
As Higgins would say to our friend Roger Murdoch.
By the way, this is the Second Period Industries Internet Talking to Music Program number 13, part 2.
Pardonus. Marquinhos.
This is going to be a big one. Well, it already is. It's a big one.
For openers.
It's a big one.
For openers from the state of Georgia. I mean, how bad do you miss that waving, just sepia-toned, like, that piece of grain before you would see a movie at the Georgia Theater, you know... What's the name of that theater?
The Georgia Theater Company.
True that. Remember how fucking pleasant it was to see that little, you know, little bit of...
I don't think anybody...
What's that?
I don't think anybody from Georgia listens to this.
Oh, really? So who would be Alfred Nietzsche?
Possibly Phil. Possibly Brian. Possibly an Australian. Tom McHenry.
Now the Australian. Just out of curiosity. Oh, we gotta stop.
Possibly Tom McHenry. Actually, I'm going to give him a possibly.
Bring it to me.
That's all I got.
Now, the Australian's name is what?
One of them's name is Ive.
Is it it's a guy?
Ive, yeah, Ive. Does he speak English? Yes.
Right, but does he talk to you and stuff like...
He doesn't,
you know,
I've never
walk
talked,
about this,
I've,
that, and the other
I've
thing.
Never talked to him.
Really?
Yeah.
This Skype thing it's kind of a wonder.
I've never talked to him. I've received an email from him.
Is it possible to randomly Skype folks, Robert?
It's coal powered in Australia. The whole country's coal powered.
No, it's not.
That's what Phil told me.
Phil's an idiot.
Okay.
I didn't mean you, Phil. I'm talking about the Shakespearean Phil.
Phil, not our sponsor, Phil.
Phil Hellmuth.
No,
from the World Poker Tour.
Yes. That's who we're talking about.
That guy's a just want to throw this out here. I'm sorry.
By the way, I want to thank our sponsor, SpyVersusPie.com. Quality internet since 2006. I want to thank our other sponsors,
the
Y2K Cleaners on Highway 316, outside Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Soul Glow,
the Texaco Food Mart, and Easy Start Firewood,
and Tammy Wynette's entire legacy.
The entire discography.
So real quick, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and just do this. See how much of a difference it makes.
No, quite a bit.
I didn't mean in terms of power. I meant the other one.
All right.
Hey, computer.
Okay.
Listen, you guys out there, I know you're probably hankering for a song at this point. What's not going to happen is any sort of satisfaction of hankering. What we're going to do here, this is it's kind of a new thing we're doing. And if you're going to try it out, if you guys don't like it, be sure to forward all of your hate mail to...
secondperiod@gmail.com.
I was going to say zombiealert@gmail.com.
secondperiod@gmail.com.
Please do.
Or, as always, my cell phone number, 706-614-3499.
By the way, my social security number is 478-09-4141. Now, you may think I'm crazy. Actually,
Hey, here's Bob Miller with the Ohio Prison Fire.
Fucking time.
Cries of fire filled the air. Maddened men ran everywhere. In that big Ohio prison tragedy. Ways to safety were all blocked. Many cells were barred and locked. and the raging flames brought death and agony. Frantic convicts begged for air, many were cremated there. Oh, the horror of that scene, the moans and pleas. While the red inferno raged, human beings trapped and caged, how they prayed and cried to God on bended knees. Picture an old lady there, climbing up the smoldering stair, looking for her boy, a victim of the flames. Now her tears are falling fast, and she finds her son at last. All a tremble, she looks on his charred remains.
Oh. Oh.
Is this your son's body, lady?
Oh, this might be him. Oh, he's little and frail like that. Oh, Jimmy, it's Father, honey, Father. Oh, Mother knows you were good. You were always good to Mother, weren't you, dear?
Can you identify this body?
Oh, sure. I'll take him. I'll take my boy back now. The state's finished with him. The state's finished with all of these bodies. These poor, charred bodies. Oh, who's to blame for this awful, awful thing? Who's to blame? Oh, bodies. Bodies. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now the state so graciously gives his body back to her after life has flown and he has paid the toll. Prison bars kept them apart, kept him from her lonely heart, but they can imprison his immortal soul. Oh, society may sneer at these convicts lying here. After all, they're human, be they what they may. Judge not each man for his crime, for we'll all be judged sometime when the Master calls us on the Judgment Day.
I mean, Taffy is just as a concept is fun, don't you think, Taffy?
The laughing?
Yeah. Is there another kind?
Well, there's the kind of the shitty guy they have on River Street in Savannah.
There's Gaffoffy. Yeah.
Shitty Taffy.
Yeah, throw this in there, okay, real quick. And just there's a couple hot tracks on here that you might want to.
What are you doing?
All I'm doing is getting dandruff. I'm sorry. Listen, I do have it. It's just been discovered. I had my hair cut last night at Great Clips downtown Athens. Thank you so much, Miss Judy. I was told, you know, you got dandruff.
Are we going to get gas or are we just going to sit?
Man, I don't know what to do, man. All I'm trying to do is fucking get into a rhythm, and you piss in my mouth and you fucking tell me that I'm not even a person. Actually, you know what I would appreciate from you right now? Just a fucking little bit. Just a tad. Would be a little bit of that swagger fucking Michael J. Fox had in that movie The Hard Way with James Woods. You don't even remember that movie, do you? He plays an actor. Okay, let's see what movies we can get that we can mention that Robert won't remember. Okay? Electric Grandmother. It's not recording.
It is.
Okay, well, Electric Grandmother. Any sort of anything?
I remember that movie.
You do remember it?
Yes.
Okay. What about that movie with Burt? What about the movie with the Magnum P.I. but with all the mechanic spiders and Gene Simmons?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
That was a dream you had.
What about 976 Evil?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, what about Control-Alt-Death? Control-Alt-Death.
I don't think I saw that one.
Just try it one more time.
All right, we're going to... And word from our sponsor.
And we're back.
Are we back? We're back with...
Oh, jeez. It's my favorite song. Yeah. All right. Hey, we're back.
We are back.
We're back.
Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well. I will admit to being a little sleepy. But that's not a crime.
It's not a crime.
No, it's not a crime.
It's not a crime. You know, can you hold out until...
No. No, if sleeping is a crime, lock me up and throw away the key. Wait, I'm not...
You said it wasn't a crime.
But it's not.
So,
Yeah?
I have a challenge I want to throw down, a bit of a gauntlet for your friends. What are they? It's...
By the way, you're listening to the Spy vs. Spy podcast. I'm Brian. This is Phil.
Right. The guitar player from Faith No More. And... Wait a minute, I'm who?
What?
I'm sorry, I'm who?
You're Brian, I'm Phil.
I am Brian, and you are Phil. Now, Phil, what's your last... You know, we don't really talk a lot. What's your last name?
That would be Phil. McHenry and Brian McHenry.
Okay.
Yeah. Phil and Brian McHenry.
Of the Wisconsin McHenry.
Of the Chicago McHenrys.
Now, up in Canada,
yes.
Excuse me, St. Louis, or where is it?
St. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Which one lived there?
That's Phil.
Hey, Phil, let me tell you a little something about Minnesota.
He's probably not listening, but go ahead.
Well, Phil's problem, you know, for not listening, he's got problems for not listening. Some of them have to do with maybe just sheer lack of respect for his friends, Robert Newsom, down in Athens, Georgia, doing what he does best. You know, paying homage to a guy. I mean, here's a guy who wakes up every day and fucking pisses excellence. Meanwhile, you've got this, who's this other cat? John.
Brian.
And I like him. He's a
I like Brian.
I do too.
He's a good guy.
You know, he's the guy, seriously. Like, remember when you would go to, like, fucking Pizza Hut birthday parties when you were, six, right?
Yeah.
And Brian was, is it Steven or Brian?
It's Brian.
Brian was the guy that, like, you know what? There'd be a lot of that haggard crust just fucking hanging around on those yellow-ass plates, not to mention those red-ass cups. And you know what? There wasn't much to do when you stopped eating pizza, because basically, somebody's mom was rationing off quarters, right?
Always.
What was that?
Of course.
Did you agree? Or you...
Yeah, no, I'm there.
My point in all that was that, so Jim, you know, he's...
Brian.
He's just from the good ilk.
Brian.
Doctor.
One of the things you gotta know about Brian...
is he's a Capricorn. And Eclipse.
Brian likes Iron Man.
What is that? Yeah, I want one.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. I actually love Iron Man as well there, Steven.
Brian.
Does he have, is he a fan of the...
It's like a lifesaver.
Have you heard him speak about the upcoming... Give me one, goddammit.
Here's a fucking lifesaver.
Put it in my mouth.
I'm not gonna do that.
I have to turn on the interior light so that I know where I'm looking. Excuse me. Hi, neighbor.
Okay, wait. That's fucking banana. I don't want that one, you fucking prick.
It's fucking dark. I can't see.
It's a tropical flavor, goddamn.
Well, who the fuck bought them?
That's how that'd be the last story you thought. And he just handed them to me. Give me one that's not fucking yellow. Those don't get eaten.
Alright.
It's like the inside rind of a... So this guy Patrick...
Brian.
You know, that's the guy that's... He's the big fan of, like, actual... the original Kool-Aid soft drinks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. What a douchebag.
Hey, here's a song.
Can't find a way to stop the pain, racking my brain is working overtime.
Well, but now it's time for me to go. Yo, sing your scientific mind. You take a plunge up to my head and dream. My thoughts that fast selection of your moods. Get close to you, I need it. I'm at all terrain. It's so insane. As deep as hell, as high as hell.
So Robert, I have some questions for you.
Fuck. All right. Yeah,
you're,
go ahead.
You're very particular about well, I mean, everybody's particular about certain things, but you are very particular about, you know, things that I consider to be like, I don't know if you notice this, but whenever you're doing anything, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say you're screwing a bolt in. Let's say you are scanning your iPod for tunes. Let's say you are, you know, fidgeting with a window latch that won't go up. You make the same face all the time. Now, I want you to know that Tommy has already started
and bite my bottom lip.
Tommy does it now, Robert.
Yeah. It's fucking genetic.
Is it genetic?
I guess so.
Well, what's funny is that I found myself fucking doing it. I was in Minnesota, and I'm down there, like, in the basement fixing a light. And there's some, you know,
root cellar.
The people down there that didn't speak English that actually, this isn't a joke.
People under the stairs.
This is for Steven. What's his name?
Brian.
Hey, Xavier, listen. When I was in Minnesota, I lived in Rochester, Minnesota for a while, about a year. And I lived in this house, and downstairs, apparently at the Mayo Clinic, you know, where the Rochester University is. Or Rochester, New York is. Stephanie, or whatever. Anyway, There were some guys downstairs, some guys from Zimbabwe, who were very, very, very unaware. Recording?
Yeah.
Very unaware as to the modern way of cooking. Now, they always, without fail, would be downstairs in their kitchen, which was a common area, because you had to pass through there to wash your damn danky dishes, or clothes. Anyway, the guy's name was, I swear to God, Bob. And the other guy's name was Lisa. Anyway, so they always stood around in their kitchen with bed sheets on, okay? And I never understood that part of it, but the bigger part of it was that when it got really spirit-crushingly fucking cold, negative 43 for a period of like 5 fucking days. You know, that. Anyway, those guys downstairs, I would catch at 3 a.m. with their oven wide open, with every red eye in their oven just, you know, on Top Gun. And I swear to God, they went out in the yard, they found sticks, and then that's how they toasted their bread. I called my landlord at, like, I don't know, 4:15 in the morning, and I'm like, ah, you know, you got all kinds of guys out here doing what you're gonna do, you know? Like, you got the guys downstairs, you know? I think it's a bit of a firehouse, you know? And this is what he said. He's just trying to stay warm. That was the whole story. Yay, go Badgers.
All right.
Robert, you tell us the story. Tell us a story about when...
I don't know any stories.
You know many. Tell us a story about when I'm... I don't know. I mean, but do you think it's the appropriate forum for you to actually, like, get into the mythos, the legend that is the bookstore tenant?
No. But I won't tell you this story.
You ass fucking hole.
Oh, jeez, man. That's terrible.
Tell me, what is it?
This is a story about the worst thing I've ever done to a human being.
I don't know if I... Robert, listen, seriously. How many times have you told me this story? And what I'm asking you is, I know what you're about to tell me. I've never heard, but you've told me several times. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Right.
So, okay, when did this happen?
It happened in about 1997 or 1998.
Ain't no call for that.
All right. I got off work.
Okay, never mind. I think I know what this is.
I went to Taco Bell.
You went to Taco Bell.
Went to Taco Bell. And then I went to your house.
This is in Athens, Georgia.
I went to your house, St. Andrews.
In my house that I shared with 3 roommates.
Right.
2 of which were girls.
Right. So I come in the door. I don't knock.
You don't knock?
I never knock.
Nah, why not?
Not at your house.
Nah, why would
no,
you do it?
What the fuck?
It's crazy talk.
I just walk in. I see a guy standing there.
You didn't even see him, Robert.
I assumed he was either your friend or Dave's friend.
The silhouette hadn't registered. All gangbusters through the door, and what happened?
I put my ass on his thigh and farted.
Now,
vociferously.
And I'm gonna vouch this up by
this
saying
this is loud.
Saying 2 things. One is this:
farted right on him. I mean, right on him.
It's the kind. It was the moment. It was the kind of moment. It was that. It was just that. That blue streak that comes along once in a millennia. That can take your ass right the fuck out of, you know, Schindler's List and just start laughing. Because this poor fucking bastard...
But here's the thing that I also did.
Wow.
I farted on his leg and then kept going. I didn't stop to talk to him. I didn't stop to talk to you.
Yeah, you went to the fucking kitchen.
No. Shit. I ran up the stairs into your bedroom and started playing PlayStation.
I think you
instantly
ran up stairs in my bedroom and actually didn't start playing PlayStation. I think you ran up there and considered what you had done. You know, you just knocked over a bank. And
I didn't really think about it.
All I know is that guy's face. But, you know, it's just one of these, like, atypical schlebs. I can't really describe.
Anyway, he was going door-to-door selling T-shirts for his fraternity.
No, it was for, like, Georgia or some bullshit.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, hi, I'm sorry, you know, listen, you're the last fucking apartment of the day. And we were the last apartment of the day. We were the back right corner of the complex.
Yeah.
All in that fucking swamp. And all I know is that I'm sitting there, it's me and Doug are on the couch, and I think Holly was on the couch. And this motherfucker were like, hey, man, let's hear your break room rule, man. What, you know, what do you got going on? And all of a sudden, just, you hear, because we had huge steps, there's a balcony in front of our apartment, you hear, Doug. What? 1, 2, 3. And Robert is vegan, so his fart wasn't this dry, pathetic imitation I just did. It was as if that guy's arm manufactured a mud puddle, and Robert just went ahead and put his, you know, right there. And anyway, the point of all this being that he didn't speak another word in our house trying to sell his T-shirts. He just gave up.
I'm surprised you guys didn't buy a pity shirt.
I couldn't afford that bullshit. if he would have sold me a fucking shirt for a penny, I would have been like, well, I've been wearing that shit around campus. People would say, yo, man, how much that cost? And I would say, it didn't cost nothing. Robert Newsom farted on it. You can't edit out my...
I'm not editing anything.
Authenticity.
Just, it's true.
That's not the worst thing you've ever done to
me. It is probably the worst thing I've ever done.
Can I tell you about a couple of the worst things I've ever done?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, these are just a couple of the worst things I've ever said, and I will tell you that this is by benefit of being Randy Clovero's best friend our whole lives, because what he has running through him, coursing through his veins, is something that most people tap into maybe once, twice in a lifetime, and if they do, they really enjoy it. What I'm getting to is unbridled cynicism, excuse me, unbridled, what is the word I'm looking for?
Hatred.
No. What is, you know...
Contempt.
Contempt and would-be anarchist at any turn. Just always ready to, you know, where are my fucking gaffas? And anyway, make a long story short, I spent a long time around Bodie. Like, I think he came down to visit us for a couple months that summer in Athens. I was working at Best Buy in the cellular telephone department little booth. And at this point, cell phones were, like, dank. They were, like, you know, Zack Slater, just a joke, and they weighed a lot. Nobody bought them. And digital cameras had just started coming out. Anyway, my boss in that little fucking nuke, her name was Holly. And Holly drove a Beretta. She drove a Beretta with an original, you know, factory edition gas pedal. She drove a Beretta with a lead and or nickel gas pedal. She had high bangs. She smoked those Capri 120s. She listened to nothing but country. Her entire goal in life was to actually, like, I think, masturbate inside, like, Alan Kulwicki's, like, race helmet. She's big, fat, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, I got tired of her bullshit one day. She, you know, whatever, she stunk. She would go to lunch for 45 minutes. Anyway, so one day she's just fucking gone for an hour, and I shit you not, 25 minutes, okay? An hour and 25 minutes. I'm sitting there back in... selling cell phones, doing what I can. I'm like, I got no help. I'm covered up back here. Somebody, please. Anyway, and she finally fucking strolls the fuck back in, and I said to her, what's the matter? Did you have an abortion? A miscarriage? And somebody said, yo, man, where's she at? I said, she had just done disappeared in the fat air. Oh, not thin air, but fat air. All right, maybe too much yelling.
Yeah,
a little bit. No, but she disappeared. She disappeared in the fat air. You know what, dude? Fuck you! Fuck this! This trip is fucking over! This is horse shit! Goddamn window, what are you gonna fucking roll down for me to be pissed? Ah!
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Poltergeist 2?
No, in Poltergeist 3 when she just fucking just like dissolves in the oatmeal. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Dude, I haven't seen Poltergeist 3 in fucking once.
Times.
I saw it
scare
once.
It.
I don't know.
That movie bugged the shit out of me.
What, Poltergeist 3?
Yeah, but all the Poltergeist... Look, can we get into a Poltergeist discussion real quick?
Are we already there?
Are we actually talking?
And we're back.
Okay, Robert, I want to know something. I'm being serious with you right now. In your childhood, I'm sure your mother was very careful about the movies you went to go see. I talked to her about it often, and we still to this day celebrate all of her methods. But, no, I mean, seriously, man, like, were you allowed to go see Poltergeist in the theater?
I don't think I lived completely before I met you. I lived in very small towns and really didn't have movie theaters. So if I went to go see a movie, I kind of had to go with my mom or my dad. And okay. So and my dad was a little more kind of, he didn't really, it's not that he didn't care what I saw, but he was a little more easygoing.
Yeah.
He took me to see Tango and Cash.
Now that is the best father-son moment.
Ator, Son of Thunder.
Wow.
Gremlins, which I was way too young to see it.
Traumatized the shit.
That kind of fucked me up a little bit.
The whole Santa getting stuck in the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And
But Poltergeist, you could...
I mean, I guess I was old enough to see Gremlins, but I think it unfairly traumatized me because I had this kind of fear of something just eating my hand while I was asleep.
Eating your hand?
Yeah. Like if my hand slipped out of the covers... As a child, I firmly believed that all parts of my body, except my head, because the monsters granted a special head exemption, had to be covered up at all times.
Even if
it was just a sheet, I had to be completely under the covers.
And this is in rural South Georgia somewhere, right?
Right.
Okay, my question to you is this.
Or Northeast Georgia, depending on.
Given the year and given the time, I know for a fact that very few people, even the people who call themselves Nouveau Riche, ran their air conditioners. So my question to you would be, were you worried that those were in fact maybe roaches?
No.
I would have immediately come up with that fucking conclusion.
There was a monster that lived in my closet when I was a child.
What was your do you have a name?
His name was the Cover Monster.
The what?
The Cover Monster. Very uncreative. He was the Cover Monster. He would eat you if you weren't completely covered at all times. He looked like Goofy. Except he had gigantic claws and fangs.
You know, you described something.
He lived in the closet.
It does sound scary.
Yeah. And that was my entire childhood at the house on Lundberg Road in Washington, Georgia. Cover Monster lived there. When we moved to Lincolnton, Georgia, the Cover Monster came with me. He moved into the new closet.
I'm going to put you on TV.
Yep.
You know, movies like just... Like, initially, I was like, I can't watch this, it's too fucking, I can't do it. But, like, I watch now, and I'm like, give me up, I'm sorry. The whole Hellraiser fucking, whatever.
I'm not going to say I never liked Hellraiser. The first Hellraiser I thought was okay.
Yeah.
The sequels.
That will take off real quick.
The second one, I didn't like as much. I didn't see the third one.
And then all the beastie things.
Or the fourth, or the fifth, or the whatever the fuck they're up to.
Yeah, they're pretty corny.
I stopped paying attention after Hellraiser 2.
Can we both agree right now in this moment? I mean, I'm being serious. I'm not talking about obscure films, Robert, but can we both agree that one of the biggest letdowns in all of film history, and as a youth, I mean, because this is when we were fucking looking forward to the weekends when we were going to rent movies, and we would think all week long about what fucking movies we were going to rent. It was always going to be Space Jam, the Cocoon. But no, you know, that's all we would think about, man. Can you remember how fucking goddamn disappointing Jaws. Friday yes. the 13th part motherfucking 8 was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
is one of the worst. I am so pissed off right now. That is the worst fucking film.
Jason takes a boat
like 10 minutes fucking towards the end, and then he turns into green sludge. Fuck you. Hey, you know what? Fuck the goddamn stern taskmaster who happens to be the fucking ruling body in any one of these fucking movies. Shut him up! Put him in a closet!
What about Jason Goes to Hell?
Jason Goes to Hell, I'm confused with. I get it confused with Freddy.
Jason Goes to Hell is the one where he possesses different people.
Like, oh,
they blow him up at the beginning, and the army guy eats his heart. You know, he gets all freaked out by his spirits,
man.
And he eats his heart. And then he goes into the doctor, and then he goes into the cop, and then he's bouncing around.
I have a question for you. When Tango and Cash was being shot.
Nah.
Okay, and if it was being shot, okay, what I want to think in that situation, Robert, was that Sylvester Stallone had just come off of four Caracco picture deal movies, right? And I think maybe the last one before Tango and Cash might have been Lock Up. Okay, I'm not going to spend my life running from you. Anyway, I think it was Lock Up before that. But we're not talking about fucking, like, we're not talking, you know, Oscars. Anyway, so...
Was Tango and Cash before Oscar?
Before what? The movie Oscar? Yeah. No, Oscar was later.
Alright.
Oscar's actually not a bad movie. That's the problem. It's not actually a bad movie. It's watchable. If you forget for a fact that all the shtick that fucking Sylvester Stallone's doing should be done by another Italian lesser known actor. But now, I've got, you know... Or my mom will shoot. I'm sorry.
Do you think Tango and Cash was completely finished before it had distribution? Or do you think that they...
Okay, look me in the eye and ask me that question. Are you fucking serious?
Do you think they finished it?
Look, Robert. It was not They went to the mall, and they actually cherry-picked fucking goddamn dorks out of the arcade, and they said, "What do you think make a good animated fucking movie? What is that?" And you know what they said? Do you understand what they said? I want a super truck. I want a super truck that no one can afford yet. We're going to get to Tango and Cash on the express logic that...
You look on back scratches.
To be fair to Tango and Cash in this situation, the bad guy
did
have monster doom buggies.
Okay, but here's the thing, Robert. Again, we've covered this. Why would the five heads of crime in nondescript city actually... I'm sorry, I have trouble saying this. Why would they even wake up one morning and go, "You know what we gotta do? You know what we're not doing right? Not a union. No fucking, it's not a union. And it's not about labor, and it's not about cheap labor and fucking sending stuff overseas. Me, you, Sanchez, and what are the other names of the guys?
I don't remember. Ricardo Montalban.
Right, all of us, we need to fucking incorporate. That makes fucking sense.
Jack Pounds. Well, they're joining their forces because...
Because what?
Because Tango and Cash are going to get them.
Robert, no. Why would Jack Pounds, who made that rat, do the thing?
How does a cop get famous?
Financially, I'm asking you. Okay. Financially. From just Jack Palance's point of view.
Right.
I'm being serious. Tell me, possibly, how there was a fucking financial, like, angle that benefited him. Because in the long run, his competitors are going to be taking his business.
He was smuggling weapons and drugs. And he was independently wealthy.
He was independent.
So he used his own money to build monster trucks in a neon-encrusted hideout in the desert.
Yeah, but this...
With a maze table.
By the way, the guns in that movie pissed me off.
And some rats.
In that scene. They were...
Where they just had them spread out on tables. Where they just had them spread out on tables in the
warehouse. Yeah, which I always found to be... Like, if I walked into fucking ConAgra Foods over here on my first day at FedEx... Okay, everybody, got a package for you. If there were fucking, like, weapons like that, I think it would... Anyway, let's just tone it down for a second. Let's just tone it down for a second, okay? Let's just get on to Leonard Part 6.
Never saw it.
Okay, Leonard Part 6 is worse than the Ghost worst Dad. Is worse than the worst parts of UHF. And now, I'm saying the stuff that you watch and you go, not so much. Now, that is Leonard Part 6. I'm sorry. It is dog shit. Now, my question to you is also this. Is this question. Saturday the 14th.
It's a great movie.
In the movie Saturday the 14th, was there any actual murder?
Maybe it's not. Because I got Saturday the... I don't remember Saturday the 14th.
You don't? You don't remember the fucking cake and the thing?
What I'm thinking about is student bodies.
Student bodies is the fucking classic.
Student bodies is great.
Oh, God. How many times did you rub your little jimmy until shit was everywhere? I mean, I know Australia, whatever. You get up on the shelf there. You do what you can to, you know, you floor the dolphins. No, we up here, we watch movies like Student Bodies... And what was the other one?
Student Bodies had the janitor guy, the stick, and then the horse head bookends.
Wait.
And
Educating Rita. I just wet my pants.
What the fuck?
That's right, baby. That HBO fucking one airing special only. They literally burned the film after that. They went.
Sorry, technical difficulties. We're back.
Just tell me where you stopped.
The
educating Rita.
Okay, top that, Robert.
What?
Top some random obscure guy, you know, jerk fest, like, for Mike anyway. Let's put this in Mike McElmore terms. Okay, the electric grandmother educating Rita.
Chomps.
Chomps. What the fuck is Chomps?
Movie about the dog.
Chomps.
No, I'm talking about anything that actually got his little willy out and he went, ooh, ooh. Like, because once he discovered it, it was like hotcakes. He watched Tootsie and jerked off. I never told you that. Like, he's like, it's not like I'm a fag.
It's on the internet now.
You know, the funny thing is that, yeah, let's get into a little prime time Mike McElmore fucking anecdotes. This motherfucker is, I love him as dearly as I can love another human being, but has he coined some phrases in this lifetime that will go down as irreplaceable? For instance, okay, Mike McElmore has a tendency to get very excited, okay? And when two people around him start discussing something so irreverent, something so shock and awe in terms of context and whatever else, Mike's immediate reaction is, oh, what if? Okay, now what if is a good point. It's a good way to get out of, you know, having to sort of like formally understand what was just said. Robert, you remember that when I was a kid, I said I wanted a disc I wanted a hand that was a disc for a hand with fucking suction cups.
Right.
Right?
In the center. They can fold over.
Robert, the comedian, Maria Bramford, that I played for you, the Delicious Keys, goes into a routine about needing that. And I don't know how that just has anything to do with Mike.
What, a disc hand?
What Mike did a lot was he would take his ding-a-ling out of his pants, and then when his parents would leave to go get their haircut, he'd go, ding-a-ling, 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 ding, 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 ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding. And he would play his flaccid ding-a-ling to the point where he got it ashy. He would get it all ashy because he ain't had no cocoa butter. Anyway, and his sister would go, Michael, you stop playing with your ding-a-ling right now. And they'd be on the phone with like rollers in their hair. And they never went anywhere. They didn't. They like went to skate around one time. Like, man, this place blows. Oh, I know. We've got to look up on YouTube.
Yikes!
Holy shit! You ready?
Yep.
Savannah rocks. Seriously, dude. Done. Oh my god.
Right.
I actually didn't want you to hear all that. I was kind of hoping you weren't going to record that. Because
I can edit it out.
In Savannah, Georgia, there was an 80s, early 80s Saturday morning show that came on called Savannah Rocks. And it was hosted by WZT personality Scotty... What was it?
I don't remember his name, actually.
Scotty Vanell! Anyway, and it was nothing more than local Windsor Forest High School kids and maybe a couple other ones from, like, a beach that got together in, like, maybe Lewisie. And they danced two songs. Now, what's great about this is everything. What's not great about this is nothing. Because these are all, like, kids from, like, random neighborhoods. This shit caused fucking riots, okay? This caused schools to throw themselves This changed my...
This changed the course of history.
Robert, you have to admit, though, dude. So, if we... Please, can we... I'm sorry, just for a second.
Oh, hi. It's the next day. That was the part where we got back to my house, and I went inside, and I went to sleep. Shane didn't go to jail. The end.